Did you know that April 1st won't land on a Wednesday again for another 11 years? I had to take advantage of our midweek air date and honor April Fools with today's roundup of recommended works. For Arts Today, I'm Carl Erickson, Event and Community Outreach Coordinator at the Bookworm Bookstore, with comedies and humor books sure to have you chuckling. Pseudoscience, co-authored by Dr. Lydia Kang and Nate Peterson, is the third book by the duo exploring the downright weird in medicine and science. From the easily disproved to the wildly speculative to straight-up hucksterism, the book is a romp through much more than bad science. It's a lighthearted look into why we insist on believing in the absurd. The dry humor combined with real science provides enriching enjoyment in a book that can really just be picked up and flipped open to a random page. There's more funny science to enjoy in their previous books, Quackery and Patient Zero, but Pseudoscience by Dr. Lydia Kang and Nate Peterson offers some of the kookiest explorations. Before embarking on what should be a simple road trip, recent lottery winner PJ Halliday instead gets handed a heap of family dysfunction in The Road to Tender Hearts by Annie Hartnett. When PJ reads the obituary of his old romantic rival, he realizes his high school sweetheart is finally single again. Filled with a new enthusiasm for life, he decides he's going to drive across the country to win her back. But before he can hit the road, tragedy strikes, leaving PJ the sudden guardian of his estranged brother's grandchildren. PJ figures the orphan kids might benefit from getting out of town, and he also thinks he can ask his daughter, who's adrift in her 20s, to come along to babysit. This could be PJ's fresh shot at love and parenting, but does he have the strength to do both those things again? Find out in The Road to Tender Hearts by Annie Hartnett. For fans of the film Knives Out or Richard Osman's Thursday Murder Club book series, let me introduce you to Ernest Cunningham, the lead detective in Benjamin Stevenson's Everyone in This Bank is a Thief. Ernest, first introduced in Everyone in My Family Has Killed Someone, is an Australian author who stumbles into solving crime. Known for breaking the fourth wall, cracking jokes about the conventions of the mystery genre, or outright telling you what you should get from a scene, following Ernest as he gets closer to cracking the case is the most fun you'll have reading about murder in a long time. That is Everyone in This Bank is a Thief by Benjamin Stevenson. No humor writing roundup would be complete without a David Sedaris mention. Sedaris has been making readers laugh out loud since 1944 when he released Barrel Fever, and he has not stopped yet. Now you can mark your calendars for late May, when his forthcoming essay collection, The Land and Its People, hits shelves. Therein, he investigates what it means to be a traveler, a brother, a lifelong friend. Like trying on the role of caretaker after his boyfriend Hugh's hip replacement surgery. He both succeeds and fails. He covers ground with his friend Dawn and challenges her to eat a truck tire. And an ambivalent Duolingo bot becomes his unlikely confidant as he attempts to describe his family in a foreign language. That and more unfolds in The Land and Its People by David Sedaris, sure to join the rank of greats alongside his other hilarious collections. More information about these books and more, as well as upcoming events for kids and adults alike, is available at The Bookworm at 90th and Center Streets. This has been Carl Erickson from The Bookworm with Arts Today for KVNO.